brings us to the today's topic, Arbaim Chaser Achas. Yes, we're going to be seeing this a lot. Look at source number one. Ready? The Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, and Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, says as follows. Mishnah, Avos Melachos Arbaim Chaser Achas. There are how many Melachos? 39, yes. 39 Melachos book. Lamed Tes Melachos, yes, we've seen that gray one. Right? There are Lamed Tes Melachos, 39. However, how does the Mishnah explain how many Melachos there are? What does the Mishnah say? I don't know. They should be going around. I don't know if there are more. Okay, what? Right, Arbayim Chazer Achas, 40 minus 1. Now, if you were to, now, I think we've all took some form of math, at some point in our lives. 40 minus 1, last time I checked, was 39. So yes, we end up with 39 Melachos. However, I think we'd all agree that it's a bit of a bizarre way for the Mishnah to phrase the number of Melachos that we have on Shabbos. So why is it phrased in such a way? That's what I want to hopefully get to in a little bit. We'll discuss that hopefully more towards the end of this year. But I want to discuss this concept of 39 Melachos. A, why is it 39? What's with the 40 minus 1? And where do we get 39 in the first place? So, there are actually a bunch of different makoros as to how do we know the 39 Melachos. Anybody know? Tell me, where do we get 39 Melachos from? The Mishkan, okay. Does it say in the Torah the 39 Melachos?
No.
No. Doesn't say in the Torah 39 Melachos, right? What does it say? What? It says also, okay, right, so good, right, the only lav, which is in the Torah, is Ish. This is Machlokas, the Gemara, right, Lalav Yatzas, Lachalik Yatzas, okay, not our topic for right now. But right, there are no Melachos which are actually written explicitly in the Torah itself. Rather, how do we know there's a relationship or connection between the Mishkan and the Melachos? Juxtaposition, excellent, between Shabbos and the Mikdash. Okay, we'll get to that in a moment. However, there are certain makoros in Chazal that try to identify and determine how do we know this number of 39 in the first place. Okay, how do we know, how do we get 39? Right, we know there's a juxtaposition between the Shabbos and the Mishkan, but how do we know that like the number is 39? Right, I mean, there are not a few minutes for this. For example, you're only chayav a korban chatas if you violate one of the avos malachos. Right, and if there are 39 avos malachos, the 39 primary categories of malachos, so those are the only 39 potential, korbanos that you could bring, as opposed to, let's say we arbitrarily had 50, so there were 50 malachos Shabbos, you'd be able to bring 50 korbanos for violating Shabbos b'shogeg. So where do we get 39 from? So the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos Daf Tzadi Zayin on the base in source number 2 says, "Vatani Rabbi Omer Devarim Hadavarim Ilu Devarim." Right, so we have Devarim Hadavarim Ilu Devarim Elu Shloshim Mitesh Malachos Shenemar LaMoshe MiSinai. So what do we have? We have 39 Malachos from our Sinai. So the Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. So option number one for the Makar for Lamatas Malachos, it's the Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. That seems to be what comes out of the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. However, the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, Masechta Shkalim, Perakei, Halacha Aleph, seems to say something a little bit different. The Gemara is talking about different drashos that Chazal were darshaning from Nevi'im, and those lead to certain understandings and categorizations of halachos in the Torah. So if you go to the second line towards the end, Amar Rabbi Yovo, see that, Amar Rabbi Yovo? It's Rabbi Rebbe Siv. It says in Divrei Yamim, Mishpacha Sofrim Yoshe Yavetz Matamilomer Sofrim. What does Sofrim mean? It says in the pasuk that there are Sofrim. So Eila Shaasu HaTorah Sofros Sofros. There are people in the Torah who make what does that sound like? To count, right? There are people who count things in the Torah. Okay, what are they counting? Well, let's see. Chamisha lo yitruma truma sashem. Sorry, yeah, truma hey devarim chayavim bechala chamisha zayin nashim b'turis terusayin. These are all. Anybody recognize these? These are different mishnayos and shas that start with numbers. They're categories. They're numbers. Okay. Shloshim v'sheis krisos b'torah. There are 36. Chiyuvei Krisos in the Torah. That's the first mission. Maseches Krisos. Shoses are davar nemro b'nevil sa'ov hator. Dalid avos nezikin. We've heard of Dalid avos nezikin in regular Baba Kama before. And lastly, and this one's important, as indicated by the underline, yes, avos melachos arbayim chaser achas. Right, there are 39 melachos in the Torah. So what does this Yerushalmi sound like? Who came up with the number 39? What? The people who counted, right? Well, so I think you go in either direction. I saw one person try to claim, a bit of an academic, that it was really the, you know, Chazal were the one who came up with 39 malachos. But then again, maybe it really come from the Torah, and all that Chazal were doing were categorizing those malachos. I mean, like, we know there are 39 out there, but who put out the phraseology, Arbaim Chasar Achas? Who put up the phraseology that there are 36 chivik creatures? Like, we knew it, but who phrased it that way? That was Chazal. So that could go in either direction. However, the most troubling out of all of them is the next, Mishnah. Sorry, the next Medrash in source number 4. The Medrash in Parsha Vayakla says something very interesting. Vayakla, Moshe, Elo, Advarim. So, okay, this is cute drasha from Chazal. Take a look at this. Ela, what's the gematria of Ela? 36, right? Because Aleph is 1, Lamed is 30, Hey, 5. Put that together. 36, yes? Elo, Dvarim, Shloshim, Vishesh. Devarim, not the gematria, but Devarim is the minimal amount of something which is plural is 2, right? Devarim is 2. Had Devarim is 1. That's the idea at 1. So we got 36 plus 2 plus 1 equals 39. Yes, that's what the Medrash says. Had Devarim Hosef Echad Elu Avos Malachim Arbaim Chasar Achas. Okay, so that's how Chazal got 39 Malachos. But what's the interesting part? Take a look at the next line. Sheshanu Rabboseinu B'Mishnasan. Who instituted 39 Malachos? The Rabbanim. It's the Chachamim who said there are 39 malachos. And he explains, HaZoreb, HaChoresh, HaKoto, which will Emir Tashem learn. Now this is quite troubling, correct? Because we assume that the Avos Malachos are from the Torah or from the Rabbanim. That they're Midor Raisa, right? Your Chayiv Korban Chatas. These are things which come from the Torah. You get, you know, there's a Chayiv Kares and there's Skila. We don't have those things necessarily when it comes to Dinim de Rabbanim, correct? So how could the Medrash seemingly articulate that Arbayim Chasar Achas is made up by the Chachamim? It's a din de Rabbanan. Okay, so we'll hopefully come back to that in a little bit. Lastly, the Gemara Mishabbos and Daf Mem Tesef Amud Beis also has a bit of a, you have two different options of how do we get to 39. It says in the Gemara, Hadidnan Avos Malachos Arbayim Chasar Achas Kineged Mi. How do we get 39? Amar Lahu Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama Kineged Avodos HaMishkan. The avodos that they perform in the Mishkan, that's how we get 39. Okay? And the other option is from Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi Yossi Ben Lugda Kineged Malacha Malachto Malacha Shebetorah Arbayim Chasar Achas. So there, if you have Malacha in the Torah and you count it up, according to the Gemara, you get the 39. That's how we have it. The Gemara goes on to explain exactly what are the malachos that they did in the Mishkan in order for us to get to the identification of the 39 malachos. Okay, so far, just to recap, okay, we have one makor that says that 39 malachos come from halacha l'moshe misinai. One makor that seems to explain that it comes from the sofros, which is either just them categorizing it or maybe sounding like midi rabbanan. And then we have the last one, the medrash, which seemingly implies that it's a din de rabbanan that we have 39 malachos. Okay, so we have to come back and answer that in a little bit. Okay, so what is the gather of the limud of the lamed tes halacha? So the source number 6. There's a famous Mishnah Chagiga. Anybody ever seen this before? The Mishnah Chagiga says as follows on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Heter Nedarim Porchen Ba'avir Ve'in Lahem Alma She'yismichu. Okay. To be Matir a Neder is something which is Porchen Ba'avir. It's out there, you know, in the ether. It's out there in the air. And there's not so much to rely on it. But the Mishnah is coming to identify, just to give you background, okay? The Mishnah is coming to tell us and speak about certain halachos which are well-grounded in Torah Shebichsav, and certain halachos and mitzvos which have less of a, you know, stronghold within Torah Shebichsav. So one of them is Heter Nedarim. There's seemingly to be Matir Neder. There's not a lot which indicate in Torah Shebichsav that should be allowed. But nevertheless, we have it. What else is there? Hilchos Shabbos. That's obviously important for us, yes. Chagigos v'hami'ilos hareihim kiharim hatulim b'sa'ara. What are they? They are... What, they're like harim, or they're mountains, which are hold, right, which are held on by hair. Exactly, right. What does that mean? Anybody take a guess?
Well, they have a lot of laws for lying.
Excellent, fantastic, right? Hilchos Shabbos. You're going to be spending all year. We're not going to scratch the surface of Hilchos Shabbos, learning Hilchos Shabbos, right? There are thousands and thousands of pages, millions of pages written about Hilchos Shabbos. You know, you could have a whole sefer on just electricity on Shabbos. You could have a whole sefer on different halachos of Shabbos. There's so many halachos which come out of Hilchos Shabbos, yet the makor of Hilchos Shabbos is as strong as a hair, a thread, right? Meaning it's something which is very weak. It's difficult to find makoros in Torah Shebichsav which support these malachos in the Torah. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Mishnah goes on to say, Hashem Nikra Muat Vilchos Murubos, Hadinim, Bahavodus, Hataros, Vatumos, Barayos, Yishla Mamas Shiismichu. Okay, there are other things which have what to be Somechan, like Arayos and Tumba Vitara, Avodah in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash. Those things have what to rely on, right? There are numerous psukim which enumerate all the halachas which have to deal with Tumba Vitara and the other things. And it says the Gemara at the end, or the Mishnah rather, Vehein, Hein, Gufei Torah. Nevertheless, despite whether they're learned out from a drasha, despite the fact whether they have a strong foothold and a strong source when it comes to Torah Shebichsav, nevertheless, they are all equal in terms of Gufei Torah. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah says in Maseches Chagiga. Okay, what Tosas Yontif in source number 7 on this mission actually gives a bit of a tries to take a stab about what does it mean that their kaharim atulim v'sa'ara. What exactly does that mean in regards to Hilchos Shabbos? So we had one explanation, like we explained that because it's a lot of halachos and not a lot to rely the halachos on in terms of Torah Shebichsav. The Tosas Yontif actually explains something a little bit different, which we'll get to speak about when we actually open up the halachos, maybe this week, maybe next week. But one of the things that Tosas Yontif explains is that the concept of Meleches Machsheves is something which is, you know, Porchas Ba'avir, or rather it has a weak makor within Chazal. Anybody know what Meleches Machsheves is? Excellent, fantastic. Hilchos Shabbos is unique, and we're going to learn about this hopefully in depth, is that the level of intent which is required in order to be chayev for Hilchos Shabbos is higher. There's a higher threshold as opposed to when it comes to other Isurim in the Torah. Meleches Machsheves is you need to have the proper kavana, the proper intent to perform the malacha for the sake of the malacha. Okay? We'll discuss exactly that. There are heterim such as, you know, Dabar Shein Miskavein or Malacha Shein Tzich Lagufa. Hopefully we'll become familiar with these terms soon enough. Yes? What do you mean? Correct. So I mean in terms of violating Isurim in the Torah. When it comes to, let's say, violating Isurim in the Torah, so the level, when it comes to violating Hilchos Shabbos, in order to be chayav, a korban chatas, the level of intent that you need in order to violate Hilchos Shabbos is higher than that when it comes to other Isurim. Okay, awesome. Great. So that's what Tosas Yontif suggests in source number 7. Source number 8, the Gemara back in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel on the base, through Ayin Dalet, Amud Aleph, explains some of these malachos in detail. Hazorah, Vavorah, Vatochen, Merakid, Hainu Zorah, Hainu Borah, Hainu Merakid. Okay, so we're going to get to this hopefully in a little bit when we get to Borer. But it's very interesting. There are, there's a lach of Borer. What's Borer? Anybody know? Separating. Excellent. Okay, what's, what is Zorah? Winnowing, okay, nobody knows what that means. Good, excellent. Okay, yeah, we art school that also. We're looking at the side of the, yeah. Okay, Hainu Merakid, what's Merakid? Sifting, excellent, okay. So, what is the Gemara asking? Gemara asks the following question. What question would you ask? What's the difference? They're all the same, right? That's what the Gemara asks. Hainu Zorah, Hainu Borah, Hainu Merakid. At the end of the day, what are you doing? You're separating Psoles from Ochel, correct? Yes, that's the Isser, not Ochel from Psoles. So, Abai Rabba Dabar Tavayu, so what do Abai and Rabba answer? Okay? So they want to answer, what is going on over here? Why do we count Zorah, Merakid, and Borer as three separate malachos? That if I would winnow, sift, and separate, that would be chayiv three separate korban chatos. Why do we do such a thing? So they each give an answer. Says Gemara, kol milsa the habi b'mishkan, af agav the ikid the damila chashiva. So, any action that took place in the Mishkan, even if there was something that was similar to it, nevertheless, it's chashiv, it's important, and it gets its own category. Okay, well, the Gemara asks the following question. To lichshim nami kutash, you should also include... What? Kutash? No, kutash is like a process that they did. They used to beat the flour of things. Okay? Amar Abai shekein ani ochel pito below kutisha. Abai says, no, the ani used to eat his bread without kutisha. Rava Amar... Hamani, Rebbe, the Amar avos malachos arba'im chaser achas. V'chashav kutash havelei arba'im. V'lebichad mehanav vayvle kutash el mecharet gedabayi. Okay, at the end of the day, we pass on gedabayi since not everybody does kutash when it comes to eating your bread, since it wasn't a necessary step, therefore it doesn't get counted. But the point being over here, clearly there seemed to be, at least the Gemara suggested, there was flexibility in terms of what. What are the categories of Hilchos Shabbos? Okay? There seems to be some flexibility because of the categories of Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara even challenging they should have Kutash and take out a different one of the Malachos. Nevertheless, we keep it the way it is for whatever such reason. And that's what we see from this Gemara on Daf Ayin Gimel days. Okay. Excellent. So what I want to do right now is actually go back and try to answer these questions that we've had so far. Try to understand exactly where do avos malachos come from? What does it mean that they're midrabbanan or yuchayv or korban chatas? How exactly does that work? And I think a good place to look at is a similar situation where we have a similar type of phraseology. Anybody who recognize anywhere else in the Torah or anywhere else in Shas where there's a, right? Arbaim chazaragas, thank you, Seth. Where? Makos, right? Anybody know what Makos? Okay, good, excellent. And Maseches Makos, how many Makos are you chayiv? 39. Okay, take a look at the Mishnah in Maseches Makos, Daf Chav Beis, Amud Aleph, says the Mishnah, Kama Malkin Oso. How many Makos does one receive? What does it say? Arbaim Chasar Achas. 40 minus 1. Sound similar? Yes, excellent. Shenem Arbim, Misbar Arbim, Minyan Shusamilcha Arbaim, that since it says, Bimisbar Arbaim, what does that mean literally? The what? The number 40, right? Bimisbar to the number 40. So it's a misbar which is close to Arbaim and not Arbaim itself. It's not 40, it's close to 40. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda's Cholek in the Mishnah, which we don't have to read right now. Mishnah goes on, try to explain exactly where do you give the malchus, in which order do you give them. They need to go in groups of three. Not important for us right now. Now, something very interesting. The Gemara says in. Later on explaining the Mishnah, the Gemara says, my taima, why is it 40? Sorry, why is it 39? Why isn't it 40? Doesn't it say in the Torah that you get 40? So it says the Gemara, iksiv arba'im b'mispar, if it said arba'im b'mispar, hava amina arba'im b'minyana. So if the Torah would have said arba'im b'mispar, then I would have thought that, what am I required? What type of, how many malchus am I need to give? 40, as it said in the Torah. Since it phrased it in such a way, we could deduce, we could understand that it's a minion which gets close or comes close to the full amount of 40. Now, this part's very important. Amar Rava. Kama tipshe shar inchi de kaimi mikami sefer Torah. Velo kaimi mikami gavaraba. Says Rava the following ha'ara. He said, how foolish are the individuals who decide to stand up when the Sefer Torah walks in the room? We stand up and the Sefer Torah is taken out of the Aron, yes? But, what do they not do? They neglect to stand up when a Talmud Chacham walks in the room. Says Rava, these people are foolish. Why? Says Rava in the Gemara, the Elu B'Sefer Torah Ksiv Arbaim, because according to the Sefer Torah, how many Malkus should one get? What? 40, right? It says 40 in the Torah. V'asu Rabbanon batu chada, and the Rabbanon came along and said, and lowered it, you got 39. So who's better? Who's looking out for your interests more? The Talmid Chachamim or the Torah? Okay, seemingly the Talmid Chachamim. Well, if the Talmid Chachamim are looking out for your interests more, therefore, we know that We should give them more respect. Okay. What is Rava saying? So I think what Rava is saying is as follows. And I think with this idea, we can answer that the question we have said previously. I think what Rav is trying to get at is a very, very important yisod when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos in particular and halacha in general. And that is that the Torah gave over the koach to the chachamim to interpret the Torah. That the Torah gave over the ability for Talmidei Chachamim to utilize the drashos, the Yud Gimel Midosh HaTorah and the drashos, map, to understand, to make diyukim, to make kal v'chomer, to learn from Rebbeim, in order to have a Mesorah, which dates back all the way to Har Sinai, that they have a unique ability to be magdir the Torah, to define exactly how the Torah is implemented, how the Torah should be understood. I mean, there's countless examples of this, obviously, right? We don't know how a sukkah should be built if not for the chachamim. We don't know what tefillin look like if not for the chachamim. We don't know when Pesach really starts in terms of Yisrael Chametz if not for the chachamim, right? It says, Ach Bayom Rishon, Tashmish Zorim Yibateichem, right? That on the first day you need to get rid of the chametz from your house, which makes it sound that you can have it. Chametz on the first day of Pesach, which is not true. It's really referring to Erev Pesach, right? We need the chachamim to come along and help us define and be magdir and to structure exactly what the Torah and what the Ratzon HaBari is all about. Not for us right now, but there's an interesting Ran in Maseches Sanhedrin. The Ran in explaining the idea of Losasar. You know what Losasar is? Losasar? Losasar is the makor of what? Losasar. What? Right, the Rabbanans, right? And according to the Rambam, they're really old. The Rabbanans are really Doraisas. It's a big machlokas, Rambam, Ramban. Okay? According to the one big kasha on the Rambam, that the Ramban asks, is if all the Rabbanans are really Doraisa, right? Because of Lotasar, right? The Pasuk says Lotasar, that you need to listen to the Chachamim. That's how the Rambam understands it. And therefore, according to the Rambam, it seems like the Chazal made something up. Purim, Hanukkah, something like that, right? So you need to listen no matter what. So one of the questions that Ramban asked on the Rambam is, if that's true, don't we know that there's a lach of Safik Derabanan Lakula and Safik Deraisa Lachumra? Yes, don't we know that that exists? Well, if all Derabanan is really Deraisa, so then why should there be any differentiation there? Okay, but let's not talk about that right now. But before that, the Ran, in explaining the Ramban, Maseches Sanhedrin, the Ran explains, well, according to the Ramban, why am I chayiv to listen to the Chachamim in the first place? If Lo Sasur is not a makor to listen to the Talmidei Chachamim, so how do I know I have to listen to them? So he explained, because the Torah gave them the ability to use the drushos, the Yud Gimel Midosh, the Torah to drush them, in order to understand the Torah in the first place. So obviously, we need to listen to what they have to say. What they say is valid. What they say has substance. And therefore, that's what's going on over here. That's what Rav is saying. Rav is saying, don't be foolish. You cannot have Torah Shebichsav without Torah Sheba'alpeh. You shouldn't stand up for the Sefer Torah, but not stand up for the Talmidei Chachamim, who are interpreting and proliferating the Torah Sheba'alpeh. And that's why they're equally important when it comes to understanding the Torah. Now, how is this important? Well, if that's the case, maybe that's exactly what the Medrash is saying. What did the Medrash say? Remember the first Medrash we started with? That it's an Eila, which is 36, and Devarim, which is 2, HaDevarim, 1, 39. These are the Malachos that the Chachamim Sabbath in the Mishnah. How could that be? Aren't they Chayiv Midoraisa? So if you violate Shabbos, don't you bring the Korban Chatas? No? So what's the answer? What the Medrash is saying, not that they don't have the koach of a din de'oraisa, but the reason why they attribute it to the Chacham is the Chacham have the ability to define what's de'oraisa. So tell me, the Chazal, the Gemara, the Mishnayos have the ability to tell us what were the categories that the Kaddish Baruch Hu had in mind in the first place that would make us chayiv a korban chatas. And lastly, I think this also helps us explain the Mishnah in Maseches Chagiga. What is Shabbos? Shabbos has, they're like Harim, they're like these mountains which are hanging by a thread. And yet, and as opposed to Taros, which have Yeshama Lismach, right? The Taros have a lot of psukim in the Torah that we can understand them. And what is the end of that Mishnah? Anybody remember? Was the last line in the Mishnah? Hein, hein, gufei Torah. What does it mean, hein, hein, gufei Torah? Don't think one is less important than the other. They are all part of gufei Torah. They are all together. They are all necessary in order for you to get a full picture of what is the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is hein, hein, gufei Torah. That perhaps is exactly what's going on in the Medrash when it attributes the Lamates Malachos to Chazal. And that's Hein Ein Gufei Torah, that it's not, it's no less important, it doesn't carry any less weight than if you learned it out from a drush or from a pasuk or, you know, Halacha Moshe Misinai. They all have the same tokah, they all have the same koach, and maybe that's going on over there. Okay, that's the first part of understanding Lama Tess Malachos. Yes? If you didn't pay attention up until this point, you could join us right now for something else, okay? Now, what I really want to get into, I saw this, I thought this was awesome and quite brilliant. Do you have a Tanakh here? Oh, totally. This is a first. Don't tell Rav Libor. Okay, give me 1 second. Awesome. Okay. Awesome, okay. So the next thing I want to explain to you very, very quickly is, so we answered the first part. How do we get 39? How do we get 39? So we have a couple of options. Halacha Moshe Misinai. We get it out from, we understand it from Chazal. We're able to define it. We got it from the counting of Elo HaDevarim. We got it from Malachos. We got, you know, Malachto Malachos. We got it from Avodos. Okay, we have a lot of different options. But why does the Torah tell us Mem Chaser Achas when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos? Like, what's going on over there? Like, why should that be the case? So anybody here of Rav Arye Kaplan? Okay, good. For those of you who have. Yeah? Okay. Who was he? Anybody know? Yeah, like, so I'll be honest with you. Unfortunately, I'm not familiar with his work, but the two things which I heard quoted, you know, from his works are pretty awesome. He wrote a lot of different svarim, you know, through Kabbalah. He wrote svarim for Kirov. He was a big Baal Machshav from the previous generation in America. Very influential. And somebody who went to a shir of his, you know, I read something which they heard over from a shir from him, which I'm going to share with you right now, which I think is quite beautiful. And hopefully give us a new perspective of what the idea of 40 is and Lamates Malachos. Okay. So, we know that the Mishnah in Maseches Avos says as follows. Perikei, Mishnah Aleph, Vasara Mamaros Nivra Ha'olam. How many utterances did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world with? 10, right? There are 10 Esther Mamaros, or 10 Mamaros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create it with one mimer. He could have just said one thing. So the Mishnah says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give rewards to tzaddikim, that if they're Mekayim the world, they're Mekayim, you know, 10 elements of the world. And he wants to punish the Rishonim, that if they destroy the world, so they destroy 10 elements of the world. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says. There is a pasuk in Yeshaya. Pasuk Yishayo says as follows. It is Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Zayin. Kol Nikr B'Shmi L'Fodi Barasav Yitzarti Af Asisiv. Okay. That anything which is called my name for my honor, I just lost where it was, I'm sorry. Okay. Which I created and which I fashioned and that which I did. The Zohar, this I confirmed to somebody who, you know, is more Hasidically inclined than I am, yes? Or Kabbalistically inclined. So the Zohar darshins from this pasuk that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, in every element of creation there were 4 aspects. Based on the darshin from the pasuk, he breaks up the pasuk into 4 different things, and based on that, there are 4 elements to every creation. Now let me ask you a question: 4 times 10 is 40. Okay, good. Now let's. How important is 40 when it comes to Jewish thought? Anybody think of other 40s? 40 years in the bar, excellent. 40 days at Har Sinai. 40 days of the Mabul. What else we got? Okay, that was pretty good. So let's go through some of the sources, exactly identify the important 40s. I think we got almost all of them, and then see if we could understand why 40 is so important. So Parshas Noach, who said Noach? Okay, thank you, Seth. What does it say over there? Look at Pasuk Vayis, Vayi Geshem Al Arts, Arbim Yom, Arbim Laila. Parshas Mishpatim, you could go all the way to Pasuk Yiches, Perek Chav Dalet. Vayovo Moshe Pesoch Anan, Vayala Al Har Ahar, Vayi Moshe Bahar, how many days? Arbim Yom Arbim Laila. Excellent. Once again, repeated Parsha Kitisa in Paragalam Adalid, Pasuk Chavches. Vayisham im Hashem Arbim Yom Arbim Laila, Lechem Lachal, Mayim Loshasa, Laichtova, Luchos, as Dibrei Abris, Aseris Advarim. Good. Okay. What else do we have? We have the Midbar. Somebody mentioned the Midbar. The Dora Midbar was there for 40 years. In Parsha Shlach, that's obviously the Chet HaMeragim. That's a mucker for how it happens. Right? There. However, in Parsha Devarim, actually says something a little bit different. Take a look at Parsha Devarim. Ki Hashem Elokecha Berecha B'chol Ma'asecha Yadecha Yadecha Yad Alechtecha Es HaMidbar HaMidbar HaGadol Hazeh Zeh Arbim Shana Hashem Elokecha Imach Lo Chasarta Davar. You were not lacking in anything. And if you combine that with, in source number 24, yes? Now am I wrong? No, 17. What am I talking about? Sorry. In Parshas Akev, look at Parachas Pasuk Yu Pasuk Beis. V'zacharta es kol haderech asher halicha Hashem Elokecha ze arbim shana. You should remember the path that you took with the Kadosh Baruch Hu these 40 years. Bamidbar l'manu rosachal l'das es asher b'lavacha hishamer mitzvosav im lo. What is how long we were in the Midbar for? For 40 years. Why? So the simple understanding is because of the Chet HaMeragim. But what does it say over here? Not like that. Why God wanted to do what to us? What? To afflict or to test us. He lo chasar to davar, as we said before, right? You weren't lacking in anything. God kind of took care of us. Okay. The last thing I think will bring this all together tells us when is 40 also considered an important number. The Gemara in Masech HaZivama said ad arba'im maya ba'al mehi. Anybody know what that's referring to? Yitziras Havlad. What does that mean, Yitziras Havlad? The formation of a fetus. That up until 40 days, the baby is considered Maya Ba'alma. This is not just like, this I think is somewhat true scientifically, even though I can't confirm. But I think this is true. Up until 40 days, a lot is not determined when it comes to the baby. Halakhically speaking, there are nafkaminas in this. Two off the top of my head. Number one, up until 40 days, you could daven for the gender. You can daven for the gender. After 40 days, you can't. It's tefillah shav. It's already determined. Also, according to the Shri Deish and other poskim, what can you do before 40 days? An abortion. Abortion might be mutter pre-40 days because it's maya ba'alma. Other nafkaminas when it comes to geirus, which we're not going to get into right now. That's actually the topic of Gemara and Maseches Yevamos. Yes. It's just water. Meaning it's just stuff. Meaning it's a, you know, clump. You know, it's potential life, but not life yet. I don't want to get into whatever. Later. Okay. Great. It's only day one. How much trouble do I need to get myself in? Okay. So what do we see over here? That Yetzirah Havlad is 40 days. Okay. So I'd like to suggest the following to you. Okay. It's very possible. It's very possible. I might be adding to what Reb Kaplan said or not. I don't really know. Like I said, I got this shorthand version of notes somebody took from his share. So, but I imagine he's saying this nonetheless. It's quite possible that all these 40s that we see in the Torah are about an element of creation. It's about creating something, right? A baby takes 40 days to form for it to be created. Okay, so let's go from the beginning. It took 40 days for Moshe to get the Torah, for us to receive the Torah, that Yetziras, you know, to be Makabal the Torah, Kabbal the Torah, that becoming the Amid Nivchar took 40 days. Okay, we have the number 40 there. Noah, they were on the table for how long? How long did they write? 40 days, 40 nights. What is that? A creation of a new world, right? They're creating a new world. Took 40 days. Okay? Being in the Midbar, what is that about? To test us, it is the creation of a nation, of Am Yisrael. Right? What else am I missing? I got all of them? Yeah, and Yetziras Havlad, it's a formation of a person. Now, ready? This part's awesome. It's so brilliant. Okay, ready? So why do we keep Shabbos? We say the Kiddush Zecher. Don't tell me what we're talking about before. No, we actually need to say that Kiddush. So what else Zecher? What? L'masa Bereishis, right? Is Zechel L'masa Bereishis. So let me ask you a question. We keep Shabbos for L'masa Bereishis. How did the Kadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Once again, how many Mamaros? Esther Maros times 4. Great. So it's 40. On Shabbos, what are we trying to do? What do we not do? We try to, right? So what are we resting? On Shabbos, why do we rest? Because God stopped creating. So what do? We rest from His creation. So what should we be resting from? From 40. Take a look at the Ramban. The famous Ramban in the beginning of Bereishis. What does the Ramban say? This is so awesome. Okay? How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Did He just say, like, I want there to be, dogs, and the dog was created? Like, you know, out of thin air, like with nothing? So the Ramban says no. The Ramban says, quite clearly, let's read it together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything from nothing. Okay? He created everything from nothing. Now, what does that mean? What does Yesh Me'ayin mean? That God created, you know, something from nothing? That's Bara. That means Bria in Lashon HaKodesh. And says the Ramban, but don't think that which was created, the complex world that exists right now, do not think that God just said it and then it came out of nowhere. Rather, God created a tiny, tiny little particle. Ein bo mamish. It's not even tangible. Avalhu kolach mamzi. But has the ability to create, has the ability to evolve, has the ability to turn into different things. It's a matter that has the ability to evolve into other forms of matter. Mukhan the Kabbal Tzura, and its ability to be formed into other things. And to go from the potential into the actual. Vuhu Achomer Rishon, and that is the first thing which God created. Nikra Liyavanim Huli. It's called the Huli. Okay? Vachar Huli, Lobar Davar. And after that, He didn't create anything else. And after God created the Huli, after God created this particle, God fashioned and formed everything in creation based on this particle. Yes? Everybody with me so far? What? It sounds like some form of evolution, right? Meaning it's not so far off from the belief of the Torah. Certainly according to the Ramban, that there was one particle which HaKadosh Baruch Hu fashioned and it evolved into other things as well. Then that's why it's not a surprise that we could date back that there are similarities between species, that we share certain things with different types of species. I think it fits decently well into what the Ramban is trying to say over here. Okay. So, awesome. Now, ready? Here's a punchline. Says Rav Aryeh Kaplan. Let me ask the following question. If Shabbos is about resting from creation, so Shabbos should be how many lachos? 40. But what could we not possibly rest from? The Huli, Yesh Me'ayin. We can't create such a thing. That is something which is completely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is something beyond our capacity and capability to rest from. And therefore, what's pshat? Mem chaser achas. Of course it's mem. Because the concept of Shabbos is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with mem, with 40. And that's what Shabbos is all about. It's about resting from the 40. It's about resting from God's creation in the world. But it's chaser achas. Because there's one element that we're just not shaykh to. We're not shaykh to creating nothing from something, or something from nothing. We could rest from other elements of malacha, but other than that we cannot rest from. And therefore, that's pshat why the Mishnah Dafke says mem chaser achas, to let you know that it's really to be shavas from the mem. But obviously, we can't really accomplish that because we can't be shavas from the huli, and therefore, it's mem chaser achas. Isn't that awesome? I don't know. I thought that was amazing. Okay, good, fantastic. That's why it's mem chaser achas. Awesome. Moving right along. Okay, we have like 10 minutes left, and then hopefully we'll finish up the Hagdamah this week, and then Mirta Shem next week we'll start with Zoraya. Well, let's move along very quickly. I just want to share with you a beautiful idea from the Rav when it comes to the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Mikdash. So, like we've pointed out before, that what's the makar that, you know, Shabbos has to do with the Mishkan? The juxtaposition in the Torah. Excellent. And there are many times in which the Torah actually juxtaposes them, meaning it's not just one time in the Torah. So let's take a look at all the different times that it does it and see what Rashi has to say on it. Source number 21, Parshas Vayakel, in the beginning, Vayakel, Moshe has called us from Yisrael, Vayor Maliam, Eil Devorah Mashir Tzivah Hashem Lasso. So some, Sheishas Yamim Tasa Malacha, Vayom Hashvi, Yeh Lacham, Kodesh, Shabbat, Shabbason Lasham, Kol Osa Bo Malacha, Yumas. Okay, what do we see once again? We have Shabbos followed the building of the Mishkan, which takes place in Parshas Vayakel. Says Rashi in verse number 22, Sheishamim Hikdim Lahem Azar Shabbos Tivoy Malachas Mishkan. In Vayakel, we have the practical building of the Mishkan itself, and before that, we tell you about Shabbos. Why? Says Rashi, Lomer Sheinu Docha Es Shabbos, to let you know that as important as the building of the Mishkan may be, it's not Docha Shabbos. What takes precedent? Shabbos. Shabbos versus Mishkan, they're both mitzvahs in the Torah. You might think that one takes precedent over the other, especially considering the fact that there are certain elements of Shabbos which are suspended in the Mishkan, correct? Yes? What do we offer on Shabbos? Korbanos, right? I mean, korbanos are brought on Shabbos, right? There's violations of Malacha. Nevertheless, the Mishkan. Nevertheless, the building of the Mishkan, the construction cannot take place on Shabbos. Once again, on Parshas Kisisa, we don't have to read it all inside, but the Aleph through Pasuk Yid Aleph deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu recapping that he pointed Betzalel ben Uri ben Hur lamate Yehuda and Eliyah ben Achisamach lamate Dan in order to fashion the Mishkan, the Kehillim of the Mishkan. And then at the end, that Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe Lemor, Patata Beral Bnei Yisrael Lemor, Achashab Sait Yishmaru, Ki Osi Beini Ubeinecham, Dorosecham Adas, Ki Ani Hashem, Mikachchem, right, that I am, once again, restating that Shabbos connected, juxtaposed once again to the Mishkan. Shmartem et Shabbos, Ki Kodesh Yilacham, etc. Sheish Yamim Yasam Malacha. Keep on reading. Rashi on that pasuk as well seems to say something quite similar. Church number 24. Vatad deveral bnei Yisrael. Vata apa pish if kadosh le salvasam malachas amishkan. Alki binecha litchos the Shabbos nei osam malachas. Once again, Rashi reiterates the same idea that what takes precedent, Shabbos or Mishkan? Shabbos is more important than Mishkan. Excellent. Parshas Kedoshim. It's not about Shabbos itself, but ishimav aviv tirov v'shabbosai tishmaru ani Hashem lakecham. That Shabbos is more important than honoring your parents, right? That's what Rashi says in source number 26. And lastly, Parshas Parah, Shabbosai Tishmaru Shitiro Ani Hashem, that there's an Indian of Mora Mikdash and Shabbos, but obviously what takes precedent, once again, Shabbos. Okay, now what's going on over here? What's the connection? What's the deeper connection between Shabbos and the Mikdash? So, the Rav was fond of saying how they're two elements of Kedusha. There's something called Kedusha Zman, and there's Kedusha Zamakov. And in both those elements, what do we have the ability? What is the nature of the Kedusha? What do we do when we go to the base of Mikdash? Who are we going to? Whose house? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, right? The Shechina, right? Basuli Mikdash V'shechati B'sacham, right? Build me a Mikdash and I'm going to live there. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. What is it? It's an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an encounter with the Divine. That's what Shabbos is all about. Yes? Awesome. Okay. Sorry, that's what Mikdash is all about. What is Shabbos all about? I just spoiled it. Yes? Shabbos is the same thing also, an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take a look at the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. So also comes in Maseches Brachos. Rechonim Yativ Ka'anfi D'mal L'Shabza Amru Bo V'Nitz L'Kra Shabbos HaMalka Raviani Livish Mani Ma'ali Shabbos Amru Bo Kala Bo Kala. Right? This is obviously incorporated into Lichadodi. The makor for Kabbalah Shabbos is in the Gemara that what people used to go out to the field to go greet the Shabbos Malka. They used to go and be Misatif and Atzitzis to go and wait for Shabbos to come. Because ultimately, what is Shabbos all about? An encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an opportunity to be with the Shechina. Not similar to the Mishkan. Similar to the Mishkan. Similar to the Mikdash. And ultimately, that is a deeper connection. It is the same experience. Just one is about the Kedusha Zaman, and the other one's about the Kedusha Zamako. Mikdash is Kedushin Makom, and Shabbos is Kedushin Zman. What is the Torah telling us, though, which is quite deep? Now, what's more important? Shabbos. Shabbos is really what defines us. Shabbos is our opportunity to go greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is our opportunity by being Shomer Shabbos, by doing the Ases and Loses of Shabbos, that's how we can have an encounter with the Ribono Shel Olam. It's just like the Mikdash. It's not just like the Mikdash. It's better than the Mikdash. You know why? Because if you're going to either build the Mikdash so you could have Kedushas HaMakom, or you could be Shomer Shabbos so you have Kedushas HaMakom, what takes precedent? Shabbos. The Kedushas HaZman is more important than the Kedushas HaMakom. And if I could quote this idea from the Rav, is actually summarized quite beautifully by Echad HaAm. I don't know if I'm allowed to quote him in this context, but why not? You know, we know Echad HaAm. Yeah. He was a modern Israeli, like during the Kamas of Medina, writer. Okay? He wrote like essays about Zion, one of like the early Zionist voices. Okay? And he wasn't from, but he definitely felt a very important, the cultural element of Judaism and halacha, and like what it means to be a Jew, very much impacted him that, you know, he was definitely more, quote unquote, firmer than Herzl. He wrote these essays that were quite famous. But if we could just read very quickly the first couple of lines, it's a beautiful line. I'm sure you've heard this before. One doesn't have to be Shomer Torah Mitzvos for you to recognize how important the value of Shabbos. He said, one person has said, and he's right. Misha Megarish believe a Kesher MS im Chaye Uma b'chol doros im Hulo Yuchol b'shem Ofen Afilim Inu Moda Lo Ba'olam Ha B'lumi Desa Yudim Tzayil Misios Am Yisrael B'li Shabbos Malkus. He said, you can't have a conception of being Jewish. There's no such concept of being Jewish. This is what he's claiming. Even if you don't believe in God, even if you don't believe in Olam Haba, but there's no such thing as being Jewish without having Shabbos. And what does he say? Efshar lomer b'li shema fraza. I could easily say, without any exaggeration, and here's the punchline, ki yoser mishe Yisrael shomer es Shabbos, more than Am Yisrael was shomer Shabbos, shomra Shabbos osam. That Shabbos was shomer them. More than Am Yisrael, than Klal Yisrael kept Shabbos, Shabbos is what has kept us. Shabbos has sustained us. That's what defined us as a person, as a people, as a nation. That's what has given us identity. In a much more significant way than he might have thought, Echad HaAm. But that's exactly what the Rav is saying. That opportunity for a rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that opportunity to have every 7 days an opportunity to greet him, to be with him, to be embraced by the Shekhinah, the same way that the Mikdash had the Shekhinah. And even more significant, because it takes precedent over the building of the base of Mikdash, that's exactly what Shabbos is all about. And that is the deeper connection between Shabbos and the Mishkan. That ultimately they're coming from the same place. It's an opportunity to be with the Ribono Shel Olam. It's an opportunity to be embraced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And my hope and bracha to all of us is hopefully by learning Hilchos Shabbos together over the next year, we'll be Zocha to be Mekayim Shabbos. And not only should we be Shomer Shabbos, but Shabbos should be Shomer on us. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful day.